Evangelistic efforts in Russia are difficult once again under Putin, as they were under the days of the Cold War. Right now we're going to talk with a man named Sergei Rakuba, who's involved in a ministry that's related to sports, and there is apparently an opportunity to get copies of the Word of God distributed during the World Cup time. And so we're going to talk about this right now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and again, our guest is Sergei Rakuba, who is with Mission Eurasia. Sergei, thank you for joining us.
Wow, it's a privilege, Jerry, to be on your show, and looking forward to talking.
Sure. First of all, before we get into what you're specifically hoping to do and so forth, Lord willing, with the World Cup Scripture Distribution Campaign, tell us about what it's like as a Christian in Russia and Christian missions and so forth, especially since the rise of Putin.
Yeah, once again, Jerry, it seems like as though an iron curtain is lowering over the nation of Russia again. The new restrictions are limiting freedom, and they limit freedom politically, economically, and spiritually, or how many people in Russia would refer to it as religiously, depriving millions of people of the opportunity to hear the gospel. And Vladimir Putin and his administration cooperating with a national or an historic church, they call it the Russian Orthodox Church. So they're trying to limit any foreign, which is evangelical and Protestant, is foreign to historic values of Russia, any influence. And so that's what's happening today. So some of the laws recently crafted to limit mission work in Russia are even more stricter than used to be under the Soviet Union back, 25 more years ago. And unfortunately, the evangelical church's missionaries, they are not able to do much publicly outside of their walls in order to share the gospel, share their faith, and lead people to salvation. And that's what Mission Eurasia is doing today, working with the national church and seeing the unprecedented opportunity when it's coming, when Russia will be hosting the World Cup soccer games in Moscow, in Russia, this coming summer. We thought of him, despite that the government is trying to limit the evangelical church to do anything outside of their walls, we like to equip the national church to use this opportunity to invite people into their churches and have equipped enough with enough resources, which is the printed word of God, to distribute when they will be organizing this special events around these games that will take place in Russia this coming summer.
Well, how would this work in terms of physically getting the Bibles there, which I'm sure there's all kinds of restrictions, if there's restrictions on the freedom to, you know, witness and evangelize?
You see, Jerry, what they're trying to limit evangelical churches from their influence to do anything outside of their churches. They cannot deprive the church of an opportunity printing the Bibles for their ministry, for their work. And we are equipping the national church with the resources, and this 600,000 copies of differently designed scripture and scripture-based literature specially designed for outreach will be printed inside of Russia. We don't need to overcome or smuggle them or so on. There is still freedom in Russia. There is still opportunity there. The door is still open. And we still print scripture Bibles in Russia, and we place them in the hands of this church leaders or next generation leaders, the young people that are organizing this special outreach events based on their churches, where they will be inviting people to view these games on a large screen through the projector. We'll offer some kind of, you know, treatment opportunities, you know, popcorn, sunflowers, you know, or a drink young people like Coke. And during that time when they're watching the games together with young people from the community in the church premises, they will be sharing the gospel with them and will have an opportunity to strike that kingdom conversation while they share their faith with those who don't have it yet, who don't know Jesus. And by doing that, they will build relationship and will share the gospel with these people.
Oh, okay, so let's go back to what you said earlier. You said that perhaps under Putin things are worse than they were in the Soviet Union, yet I don't think we'd be able to have this conversation during the days of the Soviet Union in terms of, in the sense that the churches would be monitored by, you know, the Soviet police and so forth. Whereas it sounds like you have the freedom to do whatever tell us about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry, at that time, and I grew up in the Soviet Union, so all different religious groups, they were prohibited, you know, from doing anything in the Soviet Union. This time, the Orthodox Church on the main religious groups, you know, so, and they are playing with all these political opportunities, you know, growing together with the government. They have more opportunities than them back then. But under the Soviet Union, we were not able to do much, but churches, you know, are now with this all anti-terrorist that we call anti-missionary law recently crafted in Russia. They were not deprived of even sharing their faith, you know, outside of the churches. Then, you know, I had an opportunity to talk about my faith when I lived in the Soviet Union privately with people. But currently with this new law, it's even worse than it used to be in the Soviet Union.
Huh. Okay, but all right, let's say this. Let's say you've got a Baptist church in today in Russia, all right? And you're saying that basically this church is not allowed to witness outside of the four walls in the church, but they're not going to bother you in terms of what happens in the church. So when this big soccer, the big soccer festival or whatever, then people can be evangelistic inside the church, as you say, you know, invite people in, give them popcorn, give them the Gospel of John, you know, whatever.
And that's what we're planning to do. So this young people will invite the people from community to their churches, and where they will have a large screen TV, which is quite creative for the traditional Baptist church, as you mentioned, in Russia. Mm-hmm. It used to be that, you know, the Baptists did not allow, you know, to watch TV back, you know, when we lived in the Soviet Union. We will help them to get them equipped, you know, with a large screen TV, connect them to internet, where they can watch together all the games that are available, but do it together. And in between either games or after, the young people that are very passionate, you know, and are capable, I'm talking about Christian people in the church, they will be sharing their personal testimonies. They will be sharing the gospel. And everyone who comes to watch those games together at the church, they will be getting the copy of the Gospel of John or a specially designed New Testament during the time.
And I understand your goal would be to have maybe about as many as 100,000 Russian language New Testaments to the soccer fans. And this is during the time of the games, which are June 14th through July 15th.
This is right, Jerry. And actually, we're planning to altogether to print 600,000 copies of scripture and scripture-based literature, Gospel of John, specially designed magazines for youth, you know, other age, family focused, all scriptural-based, but 100,000 specially designed New Testaments. That's what we are trying to raise funds for now. And we have a matching grant. You know, we have a faithful supporter who challenged us and said, Sergey, please share this with anybody you can in order to encourage people to give more. So he pledged $75,000 toward to provide 100,000 copies of specially designed New Testaments for for this unprecedented opportunity of outreach during the World Cup games in Russia. And everyone who gives $10 becomes all of a sudden $20. And we still need $35,000 left that we need to raise in order to match this goal to start printing 100,000 copies of specially designed New Testaments that will become a powerful tool in the hands of national believers in Russia during this summer outreach opportunities.
Sure, and we'll give the website at the end. And in the meantime, am I to understand that most of this stuff will be printed in those churches in Russia itself?
It will be printed in Russia and will be distributed to all these churches that will be taking part in opportunities. We're talking about 250 to 300 different evangelical churches across nation, especially in those 15 major cities where they will have World Cup games taking place. And what we need, we just need to have resources to provide, you know, for the evangelical church in Russia that they can print this scripture to, in order to have it available for their outreach ministries during this unprecedented opportunities this coming summer.
Sure. And by the way, it's almost a dumb question, but I'm just curious about this. Is there, you know, since the Russian Orthodox Church presumably would use scripture, you know, maybe they have a slightly different version, but not really. I mean, all, but the Orthodox, the Protestants, and the Catholics, all groups recognize only 27 books of the New Testament. That's consistent across the board. Is there any way that there could be like a Russian Orthodox version of that, and then you have even more of a green light to get the word, you know, into those hands as well?
You see, Orthodox and evangelicals in Russia use the same scripture, you know, the one that is it's called Synodal Translation or version that available across all the former Soviet Union in all nations where they still use Russian language. So this scripture we're preparing, it's in that language. It's at the slightly improved, you know, so that contemporary reader can read it better. But Orthodox Church is using the same language, so the same scripture as well. And so there will be no barriers and even more green light. I know that quite few Orthodox believers will be using that.
Good.
And, you know, will be more open to receive that in their families, since they see it's the version that is widely received in Russia.
Yeah. That's good. I understand this is an unprecedented opportunity for the gospel.
It is. And, Jerry, as I said, you know, when things start kind of getting more difficult in Russia with all these new recently crafted laws that are designed to limit religious activity and mission activity in Russia, I believe this is one of those once-in-a-century opportunities.
Wow.
And I just simply cannot afford, you know, not to use this in order not to equip, not to mobilize, not to provide this resource for the evangelical church to use to reach out their communities, because the gospel in Russia is needed today more than ever before. Russia, despite, you know, so that they're trying to limit the foreign mission influence or Protestant evangelical influence, Russia has one of the fastest growing rates of HIV/AIDS in the world today still. Russia has the world's highest rate of addiction to injectable drugs. Russia is taking number one place in Europe and the third highest teenage suicide rate in the world.
All right. We're basically out of time, but it sounds like a tremendous mission field. Let me go ahead and give your website, Mission Eurasia, EURASIA, missioneurasia.org. Thank you so much, Sergey, for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Jerry.